Jamie and Tash had placed Raymond onto the bench seat of the milk float. Tash attempted to remove his slow cooker helmet, but realised the more she tugged, the more the cord beneath his chin was digging into his throat. She was alerted to this by his sudden choking, so she stopped and slowly fiddled with the knot instead. "It's a good knot, Raymond. How are we doing?" she asked as the helmet slowly slid away. Jamie ran over from the open garage with a bottle of water in his hand. "Here, have a drink of this," he said. Tash nipped Raymond's nose so his lips opened involuntarily, and Jamie poured the liquid straight into his mouth. The reaction was like a science experiment where you drop a mint into a bottle of Coke. An instant Raymond mouth fountain. "Bit fast, Jamie," said Tash.
"Terps! Terps!"
stammered Raymond as his eyes started to stream with tears. "What?" asked Jamie, looking at the bottle. "It's a water bottle."
"It's a terps bottle,"
said Raymond, now sort of coughing and choking and speaking, which was quite a talent.
"It looks like a water bottle, doesn't it?"
said Jamie to his sister.
"Water? What even is a water bottle?"
asked Raymond.
"A bottle of water from the shops," said Jamie. "A water bottle. Bottled water. Where do you think you are, France?" said Raymond.
"In fairness, Raymond, everyone drinks bottled water in 2020, said Tash.
"You can't drink tap water?" he asked.
"No, you can drink tap water," said Tash.
"So why do you pay for bottled water?" asked Raymond.
Tash looked at Jamie. Jamie looked at Tash. They both thought really, really hard.
"I got nothing, Raymond. We'll park that one, yeah?" said Tash.
"Would some milk help?" asked Jamie, reaching to the back of the float. Amongst the empties, some bottles were still intact, and some still contained produce.
I could use some aspirin and a couple of plasters, to be honest," said Raymond.
"Really? I think you'll be fine," lied Tash. "Just a few scratches."
She didn't want to prolong things. Raymond looked like he'd been fighting a lion, with both hands tied behind his back, and the lion was tooled up and pissed off.